Hi, it's Pete Nordstead here, and welcome to another Trade on Sports and Focused on Football betting podcast. As usual, I'm joined by Jimmy Kempton. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Excellent, thank you, Peter. Just as the cathedral bells are chiming out in the background in sunny Lincoln, we are back for another Focused on Football podcast after a very interesting first week of Premier League games, I think, mate.
Yes, well, we didn't do very well with our main selections, did we? I mean, I'm 4 points down.
No, and I'm two points.
So it wasn't too bad.
It's crap, Peter.
It's not a complete disaster. However, let me give the thing on the where we've gone for every game. What I'm doing here, I'm not doing it by the points. I'm doing it by the game numbers. This, yep. You know, it's roughly 1.95 or whatever you can say. At the moment, I am 5 wins, 2 pushes, 2.5 losses. So 2.5 in front. Your 3 wins, 2 pushes, 4 losses, -1. So it's not too bad. Not too bad.
Yeah, best bets, though, Pete. That's where we make our bread and butter, though. And not a great start. But, yeah, marathon, not a sprint, isn't it? I think that's a familiar phrase.
Yes, there was some, like you say, there were some interesting matches. You know, what was the standout for yourself?
Well, I think the Wolves game for me.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
And whether the Wolves are actually quite good and whether Man United are actually not that great or maybe somewhere in the middle. And I think over time we'll see which is true. I actually think Wolves are going to possibly be a little much better than expected. And I've said this for a while. I think Man United have got some serious issues in terms of what they need to do moving forward. But only time will tell.
Right. I'll have to say to the listeners, a couple of the lines have moved since I've done my stats, so I'll have to, but I will still keep with the stats of what I did. But obviously on the final analysis, I'll use the handicap that is of now. Forest against Sheffield United, Friday night match. I don't think the game's even on TV, is it?
Is it?
I don't think it is.
Let me have a look. You start off, Peter. I'll have a look.
Right. So, Forest Sheffield United. Forest, when they're -0.5 handicap, they won that match. They come for a 2-1 defeat away at Arsenal. Sheffield United, when they're +0.5, 1-0, drawn 3, lost 2, come off a 1-0 defeat at home to Palace. -0.5 handicap over the last 10 or so seasons. 135 home, 145 away. Two or less goals are seen in Sheffield United's last 5 Premier League matches. So historically they've been tight. My rating's suggesting value Forest, so I'll be going Forest -0.5.
Well, it's saying this game isn't televised, Peter, but it depends what kind of dodgy stick you've got to plug into your telly, because I'm sure this game will be televised somewhere around the world. I'm going to oppose you here, Pete. There's a preview up on Focused on Football, or will be up shortly anyway. Forest went 8-6-5 at home last season, and actually it was a really strong record against bottom half finishing teams because they went 5-3-1 with only Bournemouth winning at the City Ground. And when you look back to when Sheffield United were last in the Premier League over the 2-season span, they went just 6-10-22 and just 3 wins in 18 games away to bottom half finishing sides. But I just can't trust Forest, Pete, this early in the season. I don't think they're going to be that great shakes again. Sheffield United will have some impetus. I think they'll be a little bit hurt by that opening day defeat by Crystal Palace. I think even on this half a goal line, and as I say, there's a preview going up on Focused on Football where we have a little look at a slightly different way in which we can support Sheffield United at a slightly shorter price. But I think I'm going to take Sheffield United here +0.5 on this line for our game by game bets. It's not going to be a best bet, but I can't trust Forest, not this early in the season.
Next up, London derby, and it's been an entertaining London derby. Fulham against Brentford. 3 or more goals have been seen in the last 4 matches in all competition. I mean, look, these scores, 3-2 Fulham, 3-2 Brentford, 3-2 Fulham, You know, it's unbelievable, really. This game is off scratch. Recent head-to-heads, Fulham have won the only meeting of the two sides. When Fulham are scratched at home, 1-3, drawn 2, lost 3, come off a 1-0 victory away at Everton. Brentford, when they're away off scratch, 1-0, drawn 3, lost 4, come off a 2-0 draw at home to Spurs. Scratch, 248 matches, 79 home, 79 push, 90 away, so I lean to the away. But my race is suggesting some very, very small value Fulham, and it will be Fulham off scratch.
I thought you'd go that way, Peter. I'm not too sure why Fulham are priced up as underdogs on this line. As you say, last season, both games were very entertaining. Both finished in 3-2 wins for the home side in the fixture. Fulham had a decent home record last season, 8-5-6. Brentford only achieved 11 away wins in their 38 games in the Premier League. I think I would probably lean towards the draw outright, Pete, in some ways. But for my bet, I think sometimes teams meet and there's a perception that there's going to be it's going to be open and entertaining. And I'll just follow that trend, Pete. I think there's been so many goals in recent games. The player turnover hasn't been that huge. So I'll take the over 2.5 goals, Pete, to continue in this one.
Yeah, it's not either. It's a strange one, isn't it? It doesn't seem a bad bet, that over 2.5 goals, does it?
Well, it just seems that the, you know,
it's just the meeting.
It's happened before, the same players, effectively. Just ride that trend until it finishes.
Liverpool against Bournemouth next. Liverpool have been dominant in this fixture, winning 5 and drawing 1 of 6. At home, I've priced this up at -2. The handicap has now moved to -1.75. Liverpool went -2, won 8, drawn 0, lost 2. They've won none of those 8 victories or by 3 or more goals. Come off a 1-0 draw away at Chelsea. Bournemouth, when they're +2, 1-0, drawn 0, lost 5. 3 of the 5 defeats were by 3 or more goals, coming for 1-0 draw at home to West Ham. When -2 handicap, 95, 34 home, 19 push, 42 away. So lean to the away side on the trends on the handicap. Liverpool drawn their last 3, but I don't think that will be the case here. I think they'll win. My ratings did suggest value Bournemouth +2 goals, but it's suggesting now slight value Liverpool -1.25, and that will be the bet that I will have.
The interesting thing here to me, Pete, is that Liverpool are being priced up, I sense, a lot on historical trends for these sorts of games. And I actually see them as quite a different outfit now in the attacking third since the loss of Mane, since Firmino. You know, they're a different side, yet they're using metrics and stats that, you know, incorporated them a few years ago flying high. I mean, you quite rightly talk about their dominance in this fixture. And in this spot, they've gone 17-2-1 on home soil against bottom half finishing sides in the last couple of seasons. But when this line was at -2, they'd only fully covered that line just once in the last 12 games. Ironically, it was the 9-0 win over Bournemouth last season. But they're winning games, but they're not blowing teams away anymore. I mean, I like Bournemouth on opening day to avoid defeat against West Ham. They did us proud in that 1-0 draw against West Ham. The concern for me that Bournemouth have scored once or fewer in 14 of their last 19 away games. So I'm not convinced Bournemouth are going to find the back of the net here. Mm-hmm. I don't think Liverpool are as potent as they have been in recent seasons in the final third. With the goal line set at 3.5, Pete, I'm going to take under 3.5.
Yes, I was going to say, you've summed up that up very nicely. You can see Liverpool winning this 2-0, can't you?
Yes.
And possibly see them winning it 3-0. Under 3.5 goals looks a good play there, I think.
And I think it's going to take time for Liverpool because I've never thought they've had overly great midfield talent in terms of picking teams apart. They often beat teams by relentless pressure or hitting them on the break. But I don't think for either of those sorts of criteria, they're as good as they were two seasons ago. So I think Liverpool will win these sorts of games, but it'll be a lot more hard work and it won't be as big a margins as we've come to expect in recent seasons.
And what we haven't really mentioned as well is that Bournemouth were excellent last season, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, very much so. They outperformed, and I see that there seems to be a lot of team spirit. They rallied late against West Ham last week. They're not a team that gives up easily.
Right. Wolves, Brighton next. Recent head-to-heads, Wolves have won 3. There's been 3 draws. Brighton 1-2, but we must remember that those wins for Brighton have come in the closer seasons. Plus half a goal handicap, the record here. When plus half a goal rules record reads 1-1, loss 1, coming off a 1-0 defeat away at Manchester United. We've already discussed that. How they lost that game I don't know. Anyway, Brighton went minus half a goal away, 1-0, drawn 2, lost 1, come off a 4-1 victory at home to Luton. A good start that for Brighton. Plus half a goal, 136 matches, 71 home, 65 away. 3 or more goals scored in 6 of Brighton's last 7, so there's been goals in Brighton's game. My rate is suggesting value Wolves, so decent value Wolves, and that's what I'd go with. And I would suggest that they wouldn't lose this game.
Well, I'm taking Wolves plus half a goal in this game as well, Pete. I mean, I was actually really impressed by the start that Brighton got off to, because I thought that was a tricky-looking game on paper against Luton. There was a lot of expectancy. Brighton were minus 1.5 goal favourites. I could easily have seen them stumbling over the line, winning by 1 goal, or maybe not even winning the game outright. But they did that, and they scored 4 goals. Wolves were incredible at Old Trafford on Monday night. And that performance has seen this line trend down to minus a half and minus 3/4. And as we always say, is one performance enough to see a line move of a quarter of a goal? Well, the answer really is no. But then again, if the line was wrong in the first place, then there's nothing wrong with the bookmakers making that slight adjustment. I've got a feeling we shouldn't overreact to what we've seen from Wolves. But on this line, half a goal at home, I've got to take them, even against this talented Brighton side. I mean, the goal line has moved up to 2.75, Pete, which could be interesting, because I sense both teams may want to play on the counter-attack in this game, so it might be pretty cagey. But plus half a goal, Pete, I've got to take Wolves based on what I saw on Monday night.
Now, we've got coming up 2 evening matches. We've got, first of all, Spurs versus Manchester United. You know, good-looking fixture. Recent head-to-head, Spurs have won 3. There's been 2 draws. Manchester United have won 3. When plus a quarter of a handicap, Spurs' record reads 1-2, drawn 2, lost 5. Coming off a 2-0 draw away at Brentford. So not a great record there, really, when plus a quarter of a goal. Man United went minus quarter goal, 1-4, drawn 4, lost 2. Coming for a 1-0 victory at home to Wolves. Plus a quarter of a goal handicap, 318 matches, 95 home, 89 half wins, 134 losses. So that's roughly 134. So it's quite close there. Man United have won their last 5 matches. However, I reckon there's some good value Tottenham Hotspur here, and that's what I would go with. We shall see how they go without Kane. I think it's about right, plus a quarter goal. Spurs, but it'll be a tough game, though, I think.
Yeah, I don't really see huge amounts of value in this game. I wasn't impressed at all with United on Monday night. But that said, this is probably a better spot for them, being able to play away from home, a bit more on the counter-attack, where Spurs won't sit off them. Although we have seen in recent seasons, under Conte, under Mourinho, Spurs have sat in against the better opponents in this league. I mean, the goal line is at 3. I mean, it keeps going up. I'm not quite sure. Yes, there's a lot of attacking talent on display on that pitch, but I'm not convinced either side in this sort of encounter is really going to sort of throw men forward with gay abandon to try and score goals. I mean, during Monday Night Football, in one of my chat groups, one of the lads said something really interesting about Ten Hag. Seems to be obsessed with playing at times on the counter-attack against teams that are far quicker than him. Like on Monday night, Wolves were destroying them on the counter-attack. I think there's a lot of problems at Manchester United. I don't really see huge amounts of attacking talent. I think they're going to be pretty dour to watch, Pete. And if Man United, any game where you see a goal line of three, I think you should be looking to attack the under. And that's the bet I'm going to take here, Pete. Under three goals. I would be very surprised if we see four goals at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium Saturday tea time.
And then Saturday evening, a good-looking game, this Manchester City against Newcastle. Both sides had really good, you know, Man City a comfortable 3-0 victory away at Burnley and Newcastle. Well, we picked Villa, romped against 5-1. Mind you, though, looking at this, I've priced this minus one. Manchester City against Newcastle. Recently, it says City have won all seven. When minus one, City's record is 1-4, drawn 2, lost 2, with 3 of the 4 coming by 2 or more goals. Newcastle, when they're plus one goal, 1-2, drawn 5, lost 3. That's not a bad record, actually, is it? 1-2, drawn 5, lost 3. The 3 defeats, though, were by 2 or more goals. Minus one handicap. Well, I can go the minus 3/4 handicap. 210 matches, 70 home, 56 half wins and 84 losses. So that's not bad. 96 plays, 84. My ratings here are assessing good value Manchester City. And I just think City are a better side than Newcastle. I think we're yet to see that Newcastle can challenge Manchester City for this title. And I'm going to go Man City minus 3/4. I think that's a good bet.
I think it's a great bet, Pete. I think people have got a little bit carried away here with Newcastle and after that opening day win. Let's just look at the stats, Pete. Last season, City at home, 17 wins, 1 defeat, 1 loss. They're only Brentford and Everton avoided defeat at the Etihad. Since Eddie Howe took over at Newcastle, 0-3-7 away to top six finishing sides. They've lost 2-0 and 5-0 at the Etihad under him. Newcastle haven't scored here since early in the 2018-19 season.
I was going to say, the recent heads, it's incredible difference in the goal difference. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, line open minus one. Newcastle whack 5 past Villa and now it's minus 3/4. The bookmakers seem to have totally ignored City's performance at Burnley, which I thought was impressive. I mean, I know on the Focused on Football column, I had a little cheeky 2-0 outright bet on City. They won 3-0 at Burnley, which was a tough opening game for them. Yeah, all over City minus 3/4 here, Pete. Think it's a really good bet.
Yes, I do as well. Yeah. Right, Villa.
I mean, it's not like. I don't really see what the bookmakers are seeing, Pete.
No. I find it very strange as well. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing we've seen. Apart from, I think, was it Eddie Howe saying, yes, we're ready to challenge Manchester City?
All right, that's all right. Then. Yeah. Eddie Howe says it's going to happen.
Yeah. Villa Everton next, minus 3/4 handicap here. Recent head-to-heads, Villa have won 3, there's been 1 draw, Everton have won 1. When minus 3/4, Aston Villa's record reads 1-3, drawn 2, lost 1, and they're coming off that 5-1 defeat away at Newcastle. Everton, when they're plus 3/4, 1-0, drawn 2, lost 7, 4 of the 7 by 2 or more goals. So not a great record when we went with this handicap away. Coming off the 1-0 defeat at home to Fulham. Minus 3/4, 210 home, 70 outright, 56 half wins, 84 losses. So that's 98 plays, 84. So a lean to the home side there. Two or less goals have been seen in Everton's last 3 matches. My rating suggesting small value Villa, and yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Me neither. I mean, the line opened minus one. The results of last weekend seen it trend down to minus 3/4. So I think the value is clearly with the home side. They've won 4 straight against the Toffees, including 3 games where they won the game to nil. But how are they going to react after getting spanked last time out? It must really have affected them. A lot of pre-season chat, and me as well, talking about how what a big season it is for Unai Emery's side, and they could really push on and challenge. And then they get humiliated on opening day. And there's pictures of Kieran Trippier sat there having a drink of water while he's waiting to take a corner that have gone viral. It looked like a pretty comfortable day out for Newcastle. So that will have sent shockwaves around the Villa Park sort of training ground in the dressing room. But since he took over, they've got 9-1-3 at home. They've only lost to Arsenal, Liverpool and a poor result against Leicester. They've only conceded twice in the last seven home games, though, Pete, and I think that's the key thing here. I don't really see this Everton side, who failed to score against Fulham last weekend, really giving the home side much trouble if Villa play it a little bit cagey. And I think that's what Unai Emery will probably look to do. I think it's going to be really tough for Everton here, even after that opening day catastrophe for Villa. I'm tempted to back Villa. I probably think the under 2.5 goals is the way to play this one, though.
Right. Next up, Sunday afternoon, good-looking game, West Ham against Chelsea. Recent heads-to-heads, West Ham have had the better of this. They've won 4, drawn 2, lost 2. The handicap's plus half a goal here. West Ham, when they're plus half a goal, 1-5, drawn 1, lost 4. Coming off a 1-1 draw away at Bournemouth. Chelsea, when they're minus a half, 1-5, drawn 2, lost 3. So, you know, not bad form from both sides there on this handicap. They're coming off a 1-0 draw at home to Liverpool. Plus half a goal, 136 matches, 71 home, 65 away. Chelsea, they've only won 1 of their last 13, though. My race is getting good value, West Ham. I can't see that draw against Liverpool or whatever. I think this is a good bet. I can't see how Chelsea are going to win this.
Well, I've just sent over a preview for you, Peter, to pop up on focusedonfootball.co.uk as my website content. Well, I'm the content creator. You are the poster. I'm not convinced on West Ham, Pete, this season. I think it's going to be very difficult for them. I think the loss of Declan Rice, as I keep pointing out statistically, is huge for them. But as you quite rightly say, this is a tough place for Chelsea to go. Yes, the men from Stamford Bridge have won 5 of the last 10 meetings of the two teams, but only 1 of the last 5 at the London Stadium. I think this is going to be a pretty low-scoring game, Pete. I sound like a broken record here. Not overly sure where Chelsea's goals are going to come from over an extended period of time this season. And West Ham still plugging away with Mikel Antonio up front. They'll probably have a Zimmer framing in the next few years to push around up front, as they still haven't found an out-and-out proper, in inverted commas, centre-forward. So I think this is going to be another tight game. As we always say, this is one of the few games at the London Stadium that have a real atmosphere. Fans will have been in the pub since lunchtime. Place will be banging. The bubbles will be flying around. Bit of a frenzied atmosphere. But I don't think we're going to see a lot of goals. So again, I'm going to take the under 2.5 goals.
Yes, I mean, like you say, this game is a big game, isn't it, in the area? And yeah, like you say, I think West Ham have had a good record in this. I sort of disagree with you in the fact that I just think that West Ham will get up for this.
But I don't see where the goals are going to come from, Pete. And you can have all of the frenzied atmosphere and that, but if you can't score,
yeah.
You're going to struggle. And don't get me wrong, I don't think Chelsea are going to be any great shakes this season, but I do think Pochettino will get them very well organised and very well set up for these types of games where they know the opponents are limited in their attacking threat. So I don't see Chelsea losing this game, and I think it's going to be really tight.
Here's an interesting match on Monday night, Crystal Palace against Arsenal. Recent head-to-heads, Palace have 1-2, there's been 2 draws, Arsenal have 1-4, plus 1 goal, the line. Palace, when they're plus 1 goal, 1-0, drawn 2, lost 8, 4 of the 8 were by 2 or more goals, come off a 1-0 victory away at Sheffield United. Arsenal went minus 1 away, 1-7, drawn 1, lost 2, 4 of the 7 were by 2 or more goals, come off a 2-1 victory at home to Nottingham Forest. Plus 1 goal, 183 matches, 63 home, 51 push, 69 away. 3 or more goals have been seen in 13 of Arsenal's last 15. My ratings are suggesting there's some reasonable value back in Palace here. This is one of these games that we always discussed in the past, where Palace, you can see them losing 1-0. Or by the odd goal, and this, I think, I personally think the line is possibly correct. I think there is value Palace. I will be going Palace plus 1 goal, but I think this is based more. You know, Arsenal have taken some of these sides apart, haven't they? In recent, you know, like Fulham, where they won 3-0, and they're going away to these teams now, and Arsenal are playing very well, aren't they?
They are, and I think this is a huge game for Arsenal. We'll know the result of the game at the Etihad. So the chances are City will be 2-2. This is the sort of game this early in the season that I don't think Arsenal can sort of challenge at the top end of the league table by playing from behind, because their resources, once the Champions League campaign kicks in, are not as great as City. So they're going to have to be level with City or ahead of them going into those sort of Champions League campaigns if they're serious about challenging for the title. This is a tricky looking game, but as you quite rightly say, they're starting to put real performances in on the road. They're comfortably winning these games rather than scraping through. Now, under Arteta, they've won 49% of their away games. 33% of those victories have come by 2 or more goals. Still don't think I can trust them to win by 2 clear goals, Pete. I think this is going to be another one of those big atmosphere nights at Palace. They're buoyed on by that winning start to the season. For some reason, I think I'm going to take the over 2.5 goals here, Pete, possibly tied into the fact that if Palace play well, that they'll probably score. But if Arsenal really kick in and play like we know they can take Palace apart. We know that. So this also incorporates the 2-1 scoreline, taking over 2.5 goals. So I think Arsenal are a bit more expansive, a little bit more trustworthy on the road, and I'll take the over 2.5 goals.
Right then. Obviously, we haven't got a game Luton-Burnley. Luton Stadium not quite ready at the moment. Let's go through some stuff. Again, we were looking to get this podcast on to Apple. I'm going to try again this week. Or, you know, we're looking to get the podcast on Apple. So please bear with us. But obviously, come to the links. If you want to join the free service, come into the Telegram room. Then you get Jimmy's selections. You get all the basketball will be coming soon. The NFL will be coming soon. Matt's NCAA. I put all the pieces and the links for the pieces on Focus on Football. I'll put them all in that Telegram room. So if you join the free service, you get the link to the Telegram room. Please come in that Telegram room, because then you can get you get everything as it happens. So like Jimmy's subscriber bet, that's gone in there straight away. So you can get that straight away. Right, let's have a look at the bets. There's only one bet for me. I'm going to be a little bit more cautious, though. I'm going to go 2 points again, but it's going to be 2 points Manchester City minus 3/4 of a goal.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that, Pete. I'm going to go 1 point Manchester City minus 3/4 of a goal. And I'm also going to take 1 point Spurs v Man United under 3 goals.
Oh, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? I was tempted. You know, I was tempted to have 2 points of West Ham plus half, but I thought, no, nah, let's just leave it. But, you know.
Yeah, I can't trust those happy hammers, Peter. Not on a Sunday afternoon.
And I thought, well, should I go 4 points, Man City? You know, Man City, how do you? But, you know, there's a reason why are the bookmakers pricing this. We should find out. Are they trying to lure you in, or do they know something we don't?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much they're keen in that midweek game against Sevilla as well. Obviously, Newcastle have had all week to prepare. Man City have jetted off, played in that game. One on penalties. There is some disruption to City's work week, but they've done it over many a year. So I think that's probably an invalid reason to, if they have factored it in. I don't see it as a factor at all, to be honest.
No, just a quick one. I mean, have you seen as well this Club World Cup? It's going to be happening every 4 years. It's going to happen as well. You know, you're going to have the last something like 8 Champions League winners, then the South African, the Club World Cup. We'll discuss that in a later podcast.
Oh, when I've done a bit of research on it, because I haven't got a Scooby-Doo what it's about.
Yeah. Right then, we shall see everybody. It'll be this time next week, isn't it? Another weekend next weekend, isn't it? I think.
Certainly is.
Good luck, everybody.
Best of luck, everybody.